KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Audubon Wheelers lost a hard-fought game in the eight-player football championship on Thursday to Don Bosco by a score of 35-19. The Wheelers end an incredible season at 12-2 in their first state championship appearance since 1977. The game started off strong for both teams. With opening possession scores, Caden Smith hooked up with Ethan Clucky on a 7-yard scoring strike to open up the game. Don Bosco would answer with a Thomas Even 6-yard TD run. After three straight possessions that ended in turnovers on downs, the Dons grabbed the lead with a 7-play, 43-yard drive that ended with a 26-yard touchdown pass from Cale Frost to Thomas Hovel. After forcing a punt and getting a short field, Don Bosco scored again with another even run to take a 20-6 lead. Audubon would get within a score before the half as Tanner Peterson blocked a punt to set the Wheelers up at the Don's 14-yard line. Two plays later, Scotter Schultes hit Joel Clucky for a score to make it 20-13 at the half. Don Bosco opened up the second half with a 7-play, 54-yard drive to push ahead 27-13. After a couple of punts, the Wheelers climbed back within a score on a 1-yard touchdown plunge by Caden Smith to make the score 27-19. Audubon forced a punt by the Dons and then built some momentum with a big play on the next drive. The Wheelers went for it on 4th-and-2 at their own 15-yard line. Caden Smith hit Ethan Clucky on a pass to midfield to convert. Unfortunately, that drive halted on the next play with the first of back-to-back interceptions by Dylan Welter for the Dons. In between those two picks, the Dons pushed the game back to two possessions with a big 9-play, 64-yard drive capped off by Thomas Even's fourth touchdown run of the game. Even grabbed an interception of his own later in the fourth to help seal that victory. Don Bosco outgained Audubon 284 to 195 yards in that contest. Thomas Even ran for 62 yards and four scores, putting him at just over 2,000 yards on the year. Cale Frost threw for 124 yards and one score and ran for 97 yards. Audubon was led by Scotter Schultes with 105 yards and one score passing to go with 31 yards on the ground. Ethan Clucky finished with six catches for 53 yards and one score. After the game, Audubon head coach Sean Burks talked about the standard this Wheeler team set for their program.
Yeah, we've got a lot of quality victories on that resume. And I think the big thing is, you know, a lot of the articles this week said best season since, you know, 77, best season since 89, first district title since whatever, you know, all those senses. Going forward on, I'll say, 2019, these guys have raised the bar to that. That's now the best season since. So those seniors they'll have that. You know, they'll always be that class that set the bar. And now these young kids watching in the stands and these underclassmen on the team know that that bar has been raised. It's a really tough thing to match. So it's one of those things where it's incredibly proud of this group of guys. You know, we played a lot of seniors this year, but we had several juniors that helped big time. Several sophomores that stepped up at times. We've got some talented kids coming, but there's some big shoes to fill.
Coach Burke said he's proud of the team first mentality that the team showed all year long. Tanner Peterson also gushed with pride, talking about the bond the team shared this year.
It's awesome. I know every time I'm out there, I got Luke and Eric watching my back. We got Skyler. We on everybody. We got wide receivers out there. Everybody. We're just close. We're a small town. We're ready to fight for each other. Tooth and nail. It's us against the world.
Skyler Schultes said he was grateful for the journey this season.
It's been a fun ride. You can't really ask for a better team than this. Everybody's in it for the long term. They're not worried about taking a day off or anything like that. We're bought in all the time, working hard together. Practices, they can be grueling, they can be hard, but we always find a way to make them fun. And that's what I love about this group is no matter what the day is, no matter how hard the practice is, what's going on in the game, anything like that, we're always out there having fun together, and you can't really ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, the Wheelers finished their season 12-2 and the 8-man runner-up. Two other championships held yesterday in the Class A title game. It was West Hancock holding off Grundy Center 21-17. Mostly on the ground, Tate Hagen rushed for 233 yards and all three touchdowns for West Hancock, while Joseph Smith had 19 yards rushing for West Hancock as well. In the Class 3A title game, it was Western Dubuque 37-17 over Solon as quarterback Calvin Harris completed 12 of 20 passes for 203 yards and two touchdowns. Ben Bryant and Jake Hosh each scored two TDs, one on the ground, one receiving each. Today's championship schedule will finish off the high school football season with three more title games today. The 1A championship at 10 o'clock this morning has Van Meter facing West Lyon. The 2A championship game is at 1 o'clock this afternoon with Waukee playing OABCIG. And the 4A title game will round things out tonight at 7 with West Des Moines Valley facing Dowling Catholic. Now, with the eight-man season coming to a close, the eight-man District 8 all-district teams announced. First, the district honors the co-offensive players of the year, Jeffrey Eagle of Coon Rapids Bayard and Wyatt Pryor of Woodbine. The defensive player of the year was Luke Mazinski of Audubon. Special teams player of the year is Lane Speaker of Cam. The lineman of the year was Ethan Stephenson of Cam. The punter of the year, Colby Rich of Cam. The kicker of the year, Jackson Jensen of Audubon. Among the first team selections, Audubon had four on the first team, Luke Mazinski, Skyler Schultes, Ethan Clucky, and Jackson Jensen. Coon Rapids Bayard with three first-teamers, Jeffrey Eagle, Peyton Clipperton, and Kale Pevestorf. Cam had three first-team picks, Lane Speaker, Ethan Stephenson, and Jacob Holstey. Boyer Valley had two, Dylan Behrens and Gavin Reinecke. Exira EHK with a couple of first-teamers, Creighton Nelson and Ethan Markson. Woodbine had two first-teamers in Wyatt Pryor and Lane Pryor. Glidden Ralston had one, and Grant Borkowski and West Harrison had Grant Gilgan on the first team. Among the second-team picks, Audubon had Tanner Peterson and Joel Clucky. Coon Rapids Bayard had Aaron McAllister and Josh Ramirez. Cam's Ethan Fast and Joe Kaufman were second-team picks, along with Boyer Valley's Michael Heffernan and Hunter Soma. Exira EHK's Cade Bruns and Tyler Peterson. From Woodbine, Brock Leaders and Dylan Hofer. From Glidden Ralston, Nathan Brandt and Brigham Daniel. And from West Harrison, Nick Reif and Sage Evans all were second-team selections this year. In NFL play last night, the Houston Texans regained first place in the AFC South by rebounding from Sunday's loss in Baltimore. Deshaun Watson threw two touchdown passes to DeAndre Hopkins and finished with 298 yards to help the Texans beat the Colts 20-17. After further review, Myles Garrett's punishment will stick. The NFL has upheld the indefinite suspension levied against the Cleveland Browns defensive end for his actions against Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph last Thursday. Garrett is banned for at least the final six regular season games and any potential playoff games involving the Browns. He received the punishment for pulling off Rudolph's helmet and cracking him on the head with it in the closing seconds of Cleveland's 21-7 win. Garrett made his case to former player James Thrash, who didn't find enough compelling evidence to lessen the punishment. It's the longest suspension for an on-field incident in league history. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey had a little more success in his appeal of a three-game suspension for punching and kicking Garrett in last Thursday's game. League appeals officer and Hall of Famer Derrick Brooks reduced Pouncey's suspension to two games, but upheld the fine of more than $35,000. Meanwhile, Rudolph is denying an anonymous report alleging he used a racial slur shortly before his confrontation with Garrett last week. ESPN cited anonymous sources in reporting Garrett told the NFL during the appeal of his indefinite suspension that Rudolph used a racial slur just before the confrontation between the two players. An NFL spokesman says the league found no such evidence of the slur. Junior center Luca Garza scored 29 points and had 12 rebounds as Iowa beat North Florida 83-68 in a game we had for you here last night on KJAN.
Early on, they were banging him, and he missed a couple that he normally makes. Didn't rattle. He just kept coming, and he got settled down. And he starts hitting threes, goes for 29. I mean, he was spectacular tonight.
That's Coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes broke the game open with a 17-4 run to open up the second half.
Our plan was to get consecutive stops. If you get consecutive stops, we're going to get runouts, we're going to get easy opportunities, we'll have a chance to extend a lead. The one thing we wanted them to understand is this team does not go away. They started the season at Florida, got down 25, cut it to 11. This is a grinded out game. You've got to grind out 40 minutes. And that's what we did.
Iowa improved to 3-1 with that victory. Roman Penn scored 18 points and had 9 assists as Drake beat Lehigh 74-58 in the Knapp Center last night.
I just know what the team needs. I need to be aggressive. I don't necessarily have to score the ball, but just be aggressive. And how they were playing us, they weren't really giving us no kickouts. So I was able to get to the lane a lot, and then I had it going early.
Drake coach Darren DeVries says a solid defensive effort helped the Bulldogs overcome a slow start on offense.
It was nice to see our defense do that for a full 40 minutes tonight, and then our offense kind of caught up to our defense for a nice little spurt in there, and we were able to get away from them a little bit in the second half. But great team effort. Thought we got great contributions from a lot of different guys.
That win was the eighth straight at home for the Bulldogs. In top 25 college hoops last night, number one Duke over California, 87-52. 12th-ranked Texas Tech beat Tennessee State, 72-57. Number 14 Arizona over South Dakota State, 71-64. 17th-ranked Villanova, 98-69 over Middle Tennessee. Number 18 Xavier beat Towson, 73-51. Georgetown knocked off number 22 Texas, 82-66. Number 24 Baylor over Ohio, 76-53. Also men's college hoops last night, Trevor Hudgens had 21 points. points and 11 assists, helping Northwest Missouri State stay undefeated with a 102-59 win over William Jewell last night. Diego Bernard had 21 points and 11 rebounds. Ryan Hawkins, Atlantic Prep, had 19 points, while Luke Waters had 14 off the bench to help Northwest Missouri State improve to 6-0 on the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.